Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Okay, right here, you know, right here, Abraham fell before God. He said, "I am old. Sarah is old." And he's like, he was doubting God that they could have a child in their older age. But you know, and I know, nothing is impossible with God. As you can see here now, there looked like it could be a little bit of doubt there that they could have a child in their older age. But God promised them, and God is going to fulfill that promise. So Abraham followed God and obeyed God. And he got to see God do the impossible. He is saying right here, in his heart, he's laughing. "I can't believe I'm 100 years old and won't have a child," and everything. And just imagine that, you know, and everything. But God did the impossible here. God, to him, that was impossible. God did it. And you've seen God working and seeing God bless and seeing God touch. You know, and you look at this situation here. Now, you look at Abraham, he was 100. Sarah, she was 90. That's an older age. In our day and time, that's way older age to have a baby and to have a young infant at the house and everything. But you can see here, God did the impossible and God blessed them. And it's just like, you know, if you took this biblical example in our lives, you know, sometimes what we feel might be impossible, God will work it out for our good and show his glory in our life to increase our faith to follow him more. Yeah. He will. He'll increase our faith and our faith in him because he's going to do it again and again and again. So as you can see here now, you see the impossible to us. That's impossible. That's something big. It took God, the power and the mighty of God, to work this impossible to make it possible. And God can do the same for us when we follow him and love him and follow him with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Because God is still in control. Yes, he is. And he's in control of this situation. He's in control of our situation. You look and you read your word, you see how God touches and blesses and heals and how he's in control. He's in control in our situation the same way. Yes, he is. All we have to do is just trust him and give it to him and let him do the work. Let him do the possible for his glory. Hallelujah. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, whoever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, you just touch them today, lead, guide, and direct them, bless their day, and thank you, Lord. Lord, you did to us, this is like the impossible, but you did the possible, God, and you can do the same for us, Lord. Some things are big in our life, but Lord, we know that you will move and act and do your will for your glory in our lives. We want to thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives today. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, God, for who you are, because you're doing the work behind the scenes as we speak. And we thank you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. Hey, I want you to, it's 2023 Labor Day weekend, a 3-day weekend, off, you know, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Take this Labor Day weekend, enjoy the time with the Lord, spend some little extra time with the Lord and family, and just enjoy and just praise God for the gift of work he gives us, and we praise him for that and thank him for what we have and how it's come for him, the blessing of the job that we have, and just relax. And if you have that Monday off, just enjoy and just praise God and give him glory that we have that we can celebrate the Labor Day weekend with our family and our church families. We praise and worship him on Sunday and Monday and every day, you know what I'm saying? So just take this Labor Day weekend and enjoy and just praise him. Spend a little extra time in God's word there and just let him speak to you. And as you let him speak to you, oh, it's so wonderful and sweet as the Lord just talks to you, as you just sit quietly with your word and you just let God speak to your heart. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.